I had calls today from a mother that's been stranded in Anchorage for 5 days.
That is former Mayor Frank Kelty testifying Tuesday before the Unalaska City Council. Even though he retired recently, Kelty is still getting phone calls for help from frustrated travelers, hoping that he has pull with the airlines.
One of the things that I've been hearing in the community since this happened, the lack of outreach by the Alaska and Raven, or Pan Air Raven, to the community itself. There's a lack of information. There's not much.
After tentatively planning to resume flights on Tuesday, airline officials walked that back in the, quote, interest of safety, and said they're still working on a timeline. KUCB's requests for further comment were not returned by broadcast deadline. City Manager Erin Reinders said she's pressing for more information.
Rest assured, I have communicated to them that the community's more than done at this point, and we really need some solid answers.
Suspended service has left Unalaskans to cancel vacations and medical appointments off-island, while those stranded in Anchorage deal with pricey and unplanned layovers. The same goes for regional residents who fly through Unalaska on their way to and from Akutan, Atka, and other Aleutian communities. Some travelers have gotten in and out on charter flights, including the high school wrestling team and a number of people working in Bering Sea crabbing, which opened last week. But Reinder said those limited and often expensive spots are not a real solution.
I've reached out to our congressional delegation. Our state and federal lobbyists are on it to try to at least get the word out. We are an island community and we do depend upon this air service.
The suspension is not connected to the ongoing investigation into the plane crash. That's according to lead investigator John Lovell of the National Transportation Safety Board.
Pan Air took upon themselves to limit their activity just to be cautious. That was not a requirement.
Lovell told city councilors he expects the inquiry to take a year ballpark as investigators work to determine the cause of the crash, but he said it's important to note.
Safety is not compromised by this time. If we saw something that was important right now, we would issue an emergency recommendation. So just the fact that it takes this time, it shows that there doesn't appear to be anything that urgently needs to be addressed.
Lovell expects to be on island for another 3 days or so before heading to Anchorage and then back to Washington, D.C. He said his team of 20 investigators includes 6 from Sweden, as the Saab 2000 plane that crashed is Swedish manufactured. They're all studying the aircraft's flight data and cockpit recorders, maintenance records, and other systems, as well as the weather conditions at the time of the landing and the pilot's statements and toxicology samples.
We have a lot more to do. We are going to remove a lot of the wheel assembly, a lot of the anti-skid systems and sensors, and we're going to put those through the laboratory, the manufacturer's lab.
Pan Air President Brian Wilden is also in Unalaska to speak with investigators, according to the city manager. She said he declined an invitation to the community's council meeting, saying he was not authorized to come and speak. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.